The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
All glory to you, Jesus, today. All glory, all praise to you, Father. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for what He's doing with us. We are just coming gradually to discover ourselves. Because when you discover God, it's yourself you are discovering. Because there's no you without Him. What did I say? It's like trying to define the existence without the Creator. The very frame of who we are today is wrapped up in who God is. And so the best of our definition is discovered when we discover God. And we start God. And much more when you discover love. You know, we know that love is powerful, but we don't really know what is called love until Jesus' love was revealed to us or manifested to us. Amen. We thought love is like just laughing with each other. Love is like feeling each other. Love is like having goose pimples, you know, liking each other and just going together in a team. And you know, we think that's love. All those kind of love, you find them among creatures. You find them among creatures. You go see, it's a pack of animals. One of those funny creatures is lion. Lion is one of the fiercest and a creature. Amen. I'm not preaching today. I just want to get us to go and take the bread, okay? To go and we have the whole month to feed. We've been feeding through the month, eh? This house is a house of bread, so there's enough bread to serve. And we eat the bread, we eat the wine through the month. Please go and connect. Go connect very well. And make sure that you are satisfied, okay? Say amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. So one of those creatures that are very, you know, wonderful is lion. Lion is one of the fiercest animal creature. Very fierce at the face of his prey. You can hardly see any grown up lion that has no wounds. I see an old lion. One of the mark of old lion is lacerations of wounds. Because when he sees his prey, he doesn't remember himself. If you make a hook of iron this way towards the lion, and you put his prey in between, he will have pierced himself with all the iron. Before he remembers that there's iron bread, his eyes is all on the prey. So also you find the creature called eagle. When eagle finds his prey at the highest of height, it locks his eyes. Once it's coming down, somebody must die. Is it that he dies or he carries his prey? Because he locks his eye on it. And come with a fierce. That's why I can pick a goat. Is the speed at which it comes. And the sharp claw. Once the sharp claw, even if it is the horn, the head, the claw takes. It doesn't let go what it caught. Once the claw bends this way, it must be intentional to release it. So whatever it carries. So I've seen it carry big gold. I've not seen it carry foxes. You know fox? Fox are that terrible carnivorous animal. I've seen, once they carry fox, he will lose his head. He will lose his mind. Because fox also is very, very ravenous. But the speed, fox brain can't think it. It's like, what happened to me? He will have ended up in the cracks, crevices of the rock of an eagle. But he will remember, and then his eye is gone. The claws will have pluck out the eye, pluck out some things. His pick. So already is the meat. So I pick lion because lion, if you see a young lion, very playful and lovely. Beautiful. It can be rolling on the floor. I said I've missed my dog for a long time. For more than 2 months, he's smelling me. And he has reacted. Oh, I didn't have his time. So I remember I've not played with Max for some time. So I told the man, bring Max out. Let me play with Max. Let him feel me. Because they are also beasts. If you don't connect your love with him, the day he wants to attack. If you call him, he won't hear you. But once you connect your love with him, you want to, Max, he will stop. So I understand that. So I must not keep you in the cage. He wants love. So I took him out. We just play outside there. You know, he wants me to run. We run small or that. So he was playing with me. All of a sudden, somebody was passing. I heard the shame. He did as if he didn't see that person. But then took a step. All of them, yeah! And when I said, I made a mistake one day. He was playing with me. So he now left the shame. Thinking he was playing. All of a sudden, one foul. Here! One time, he has finished the foul. I said, that's dangerous. He can play with you, and the next second, say, hey, man. That's natures. So those natures you see there, they are in God. God is a lovely God. God also is a terrible God. Man, that's what I say. That song. You are the great and the terrible. You are the great and the mighty God. You are the great and the mighty God. Greatly to be praised. Beautiful all situations. You are the joy of the whole earth. God is terrible. As I once in a while, God shows that. Just like the way he picked Pharaoh as a specimen. He doesn't do that every day. More, God is a lovely God. Now, all these beasts, they are more of fierce animals. That's why they only have few friends. You know what I'm saying? If you make all this dog, if you make him to have too many friends, his brain would. He can't keep too many friends. Because when you make all these beasts, all these animals to have over 200 friends, they'll forget. They are not meant to have too many friends. So if you want to domesticate that animal to be all everybody's friends, it will misbehave one of these days. That's what they say, Rottweilers forget. They lose their memory. They lose their memory because once you put too many friends there, it shuts down. It's meant to have few friends, but many enemies. But God is of love primarily. That's what I say. God is love. God is not wrath. God is not a pit bull. Say amen. What I say? God is love. So God's primary nature, though it's terrible. Can you see the way God teased Pharaoh? He just teased him. He didn't know God was playing God with him. He thought he was trying to show strength on Israel. God was playing him out. Playing him out of a place where Mexicans can say anything. Play him out of Mercy Zone. Until he moved to the sea. Where there's no mercy. But when you are in this, when you are in that place, do you know the heel of the water that was raised in between them? It was walls of water. And you were so bold to go inside. You are not afraid. Because if people were going through, you don't know that those people are not ordinary. They were going through. You to follow them. I'm going to ensure that all of them passed through until the last man stepped out. He kept a distance between Israel and Egypt. He put a darkness there. So that darkness was to reduce their speed. He also removed the wheel of their chariots. Slow them down. Make a difference between them. And their might was going, but their might had been slowed down. Until they finished passing. And God said to Pharaoh, God said to Moses, stretch part of your rod. Can you imagine? See. Like we are holding, God was holding that. See. Took them up. But why God is doing that, that is not his primary nature. That's what I'm just saying. God's primary nature is love. That is God's divine nature. He does all of those things because his mercy endures forever. I'm saying? So it's still love is showing. Even in killing and destroying Pharaoh, it's love. Because after the killing of Pharaoh, what happened? Song of praise came up. Because that was an expression of the love of God. Say amen. Amen. What am I saying this moment is that God wants us to discover how to enjoy the love of God. In changing us from children of wrath to their children. Can you see the opposite? Children of wrath. That's two extremes. Children of wrath. Children that is making God try to withhold himself back from destruction. Destroying them. So the same children that God loved to the utmost called their children. And that is why we have been on the journey. Amen. Amen. That you can become a dear child of God. What did I say, please? So Jesus came to make you a dear child. The whole of redemption song and program is how to turn a child of wrath to a child of love. And it's only God who can do that. Amen. Because if you're a child of wrath, the best I can do is to manage you. If somebody who offends you little, when you want to reconcile, okay, I forgive you. But just please stay there. You want to try to do your thing away from him. You don't want the second time experience. The once beaten, twice shy. So why you know I'm being careful. That is the utmost love you can show. That you can bear him to still stay. I don't say that man is wonderful. What that guy did. In fact, he should not appear before him anymore. But he's still with him. Because he accepted him. Not in the beloved. Accepted him around him. Are we there? But the redemption makes us accepted in the beloved. In the sphere of what God can't look away from. I said beloved is the sphere of what God can't look away from. That's a song. So when you move to a sphere, it's not everybody that can offer to God, and God will be happy. It takes his children that he loves to give him what makes him happy. Say, hey, man. Amen. Then somebody say, oh, yeah, up along, yeah, as if God is hungry. Say, so I will dance. I will dance to my. You can dance to miracle, but you can't dance to the throne. You can dance to miracle. You can't dance to love. No, in short, we learn a lot of keys for breakthrough. Said David, dance. I will dance to my miracle. Because what you have learned is the zone of miracle. You have not learned the zone of love. Say hey, amen. But in this season, I trust the Lord that for us in this old house here, the Lord will grant us grace. Amen. There will be ministry of grace to us. That through grace will become rich in what God loves. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me just read. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. To the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace be to you. And what? And peace from God our Father. And from the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Say amen. According as he has chosen us in him before the word, foundation of the world. I like this issue of foundation of the world. Before the word began. Amen. Before the word began. So, when you're talking about creation, for example, instead of talking about, okay, creation has been, the heaven and the earth has been before this present world was came into being, but whatever God has in mind is before that.
Yes.
Amen. It's before that. So we don't need anything to steal from earlier civilization. Well, you know, sometimes people have quests in their mind. No, the heart of man has quests, and okay, there's a world before Adam. What is in our world? How they live in that world? What's the civilization in that world? Concerning your future, you don't need that world. If you needed it, I'm telling you, Bible will document it. Even the one that he is showing to us, which is the law, that's Moses. He's showing this to us just for us to know that he brought in a shadow. And when you see a shadow, there must be a body.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying. Why God gave it to us? There are many other testimonies beyond the law. Even in the order of what we have testimony of Adam. We have testimony of Abel. We have a testimony of Enoch. These are all old passage of life. How a man will walk with God, for example, and he was not, for God took him. How a man will live, we move out of this world with the body. And that was the walk. He walked with God. So who would not like to know about that, eh? But we can live with this body, and yet we are not saved. In the way God expects man to be saved.
Yes, sir.
So, nine things God would not want to share with us because they are not necessarily concerning the. So, what we have now in 6,000 years space is because it's needed for the future that God has for us. So, we have the shadow, it tells you there's body. So, he's saying that when you have the law, you have to look for Christ.
Yes, sir.
For Christ is the body. The law is the shadow. Amen.
Amen.
So the project for the present world we live in today, for the humanity that is on the earth today, is Jesus.
Amen.
And that's why one of our passions, that nobody must be on the earth here and say that he didn't hear about him. And that's why, last by God's grace, the book is coming out before convention. Finally, it's coming out before 2 weeks' time. The book is just to let everybody know that you can't look from Jesus on the earth. You are in trouble. You should not. Not that should make you look from Jesus on the earth. Yeah. Because it's the key way into what God asks for man. Say amen. Amen. So let's go back to that place we're reading before the word began. Say the word began. Not the foundation of the world. It's before the word began. According as he has chosen us in him, the first. So God already had in mind for a long time. Before the word began, billions of years ago, God already had in mind that a people like this have never existed. In the history of humanity, both in this age and in ages past. Men that are in this light of life had never existed. This light has not never fully shined like it's shining today.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
I know God showed this light at a time, like it says in Romans chapter 1. The invisible things of God from the beginning of the world has clearly seen and been understood by the things that are made. So I know that God used creation, present creation, to teach men. Yes. But he didn't use the new creation to teach men. Mm. So the new creation world of Christ, that's why I call it new. If any man be in Christ, come with me. He's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. New means that it's from the new world. A world that has never come to the world of creation. That we have new. The world had never existed in the world of creation. It has been in the world of God. It's new. Because only God is new. God does not fail. Does not age. Everything the everlasting, no matter how much everlasting they are, they still fade away. But it's only those things from the world of new. So new does not mean that it has just been created. That's not what it means, new. But it never existed in the world of creature. It never. Say amen.
Amen.
The kind of life, the kind of love that is being manifested today as never. That's why when Jesus came and began to say, Moses said, but I say, it's like, where is this man coming from? It's never been heard before. The best that men could endure is tooth for a tooth. Eye for an eye. It means that mo shemi because we are like mo shemi o nilo. Because the things that mo shemi magic o law, I repeat again. So it's not even a matter of not letting you go now, but if I let you go by precedence, you will repeat again. So in order to forestall you not repeating again, then get a tooth. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. That eye will be reminding him that when you do it, you'll get it back. So it's the moral check. Mm. It's not really how much pain you inflict. It's the moral check. That's the best that men could handle. Mm. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about the manner of children of love. Mm. Never existed before. So let's go back to the vision that we should be holy and without blame. Before him in love. Having predestined, this is my interest there. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. So God had never taken any creature to himself. It's without himself. Even angels are without himself. God had never taken any creature
to himself.
That's why he says, which of the angels set he at any time? Sit on my right hand. The word sit means that be a child of my right hand. Now, with all the authority they wield in their days, in their time, he had never spoken to them as children of the right hand, as children of his throne. Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So I'm saying, what manner of gospel God has brought to us. Say amen.
Amen.
That's why you can't become anything outside the gospel. Forget about it. You will die in your sins. You will die the way you are. You will spend days until the days will expire you. And you return back the way you came. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. I like it to himself. When I see those things kind of things in the Bible, I underline to himself. When I say something is to myself, what does it mean? It's for me alone. It's not for another thing. Exclusive to himself. That nothing else will own you. You will be an entity of the love of God.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Not love for a moment, love forever.
Amen.
It means that God will love forever.
Amen.
Why? Because the one he sent is the son of his love. He's been in love before the world began. They have been in love. Jesus is the son of love. Jesus grew up on the earth here and became a son that God loves. Say amen.
Amen.
And you know when you love a thing, what does it mean? Then you will give him yourself. So it means that God's commitment is to give himself. Because if he takes it to himself, then you have himself.
Yes.
You didn't hear what I said? If God is going to take you to himself, he must have put himself in you. Because God only loves himself like that.
To be seen.
When it comes to throne, nothing can share throne with God. Thy throne, oh God.
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
I went in the house. Oh, that's everything. Thy throne, oh God. So the throne of God belongs to him alone. If God gave throne out to angels, he gave it out to them. It's not his throne. God's throne is above the angelic. It's above their heads. It's far from the eyes of the angels. Say amen. That is why it's easy for angels to be with you. For angels to serve you. Because angels serve God. I went to the house, please. Anywhere they see God, they will serve it. So it's not that we're not commanding angel. When you are an entity of love, he will give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Psalm 91. Say amen. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer. So, it's actually like God, why is God committing himself to him? Because man has set his love upon him. So if he set his love upon you, then you are having, you are accessing himself. So when God says you are my, I take it to myself, it means that he has taken of himself into you. Are we in the house, please? And God can't look away from himself. That's why Abraham told that young boy, said God will provide himself. He will provide himself a lamb. Not provide for himself. Provide himself. So when Jesus became a lamb, what was that lamb? Himself. So God made himself a lamb. Say amen.
Amen.
And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went. So when God brought that lamb, it was a symbol of himself. But really, the real lamb is himself. What am I saying? God, when it comes to the tronic love, it's only for himself. There's nobody that God can love to have that area. So the way he does is that he will give you himself. So God made a lamb himself. God provide. That thing provide means made. Or God built a lamb for him. He built himself as a lamb. So I say the lamb of God. Behold the lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. What does it mean? The lamb of God. It's not like the lamb that belongs to God. The lamb of God. Of God. That lamb is of God. So it's a God. It's God packaging as a lamb. That's why that lamb, that blood could take away sin. It's a higher blood than the blood of creatures. It can take away sin. Say amen. Amen. So I'm just saying to us, and this is that God is going to make you an offering. Amen.
Amen.
An offering of love. You're going to be an entity of love.
Amen.
Say amen. Many of us from our background, we have been made so harsh, difficult, complex. Said nobody understand me. Is it true? Is it lie? You are a complex. No, nobody understand me. Only that brother. When that brother finally take you, become a problem to that brother. So I tell you are a problem, but you don't know. So somebody came to you as if he doesn't see your problem. And to you, that's understanding. When the brother finally take you, you now know that he has carried a problem. Say amen.
Amen.
And so, when you become empty of love that God framed, you are no more a burden to man.
Amen.
You are a blessing to man.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You're not going to be endured. You're going to be endeared.
Amen.
I said you'll not be endured.
Amen.
Heaven will not manage you.
Amen.
Men will not manage you. You'll be of a high need.
Amen.
And someone will say, I don't care about love. I don't care about that. I don't care about love. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are an object of love. When they framed you in the original framing, you are an entity of love. That's why when the lady has been disappointed many times, you say, I don't care about them. I don't care. No. You need love for healing.
Yes, sir.
When you don't even care, you are still in pain. You are still in a heart. And you have to build garrison against yourself. Because you don't want more heart. But really what you need is love. So what should you pray for? Lord, bring a God-sent love being to me. Because when it comes, healing comes to you.
Amen.
Every one of us needs love. Because we're framed for love. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, from where we are now to the end of the gospel is love. Once you become charity person, from that moment, God's eye, locks on you. Now, he has loved us before. I told you, he loved us in Christ. It's not you he loves, it's Christ he loves. But because you are in Christ, anything in Christ also he will love. You know what I'm saying now?
For his name's sake.
But we're talking about God sees you, or land me ye. Not just you are in Christ, now you are in love. I like that song. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Great Holy Spirit, I'm in love. So, love word is a word. That's what I'm emphasizing. Reason. Abode of the Father is love word. It's called abode or house of love. And that's why Jesus said, I'm going to take you to that place. It's called my Father's house. Father's house is where? It's the house of love.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to talk about marriage yet. Marriage in the Jewish culture is designed like that. Jesus was playing out marriage in Jewish culture in that place. I go to prepare a place for you. Say amen.
Amen.
No, why we have problem in our marriage system is that we don't go to prepare a place for the wife. You take a wife and throw him into, like the question we have this morning. You throw him into your family. So you prepare for the wedding. You don't prepare a place for your wife. You rent a flat, but that's not a place. No, guys. You equip the place, and the girl may even think it's a place. She will not get there, and then so that it's not a place. So, say amen. So in the Father's house, there's a place there that should be prayed for. It's a house of love. So when you take the wife, you are taking her to the place of love you have prepared. Say amen. Amen. That's the place of where I am. Hmm. When you will meet me completely. Hmm. When I'm not there, you won't meet all of me. Hmm. I'm on official assignment, other places. But when you get there, I am myself. You know, many times after marriage, I can't believe my husband is like that. Because you're not ready for the I am. All the way he was coming to you. It's not the I am he's bringing to you. He's bringing one part of himself to you. Say amen. Amen. And you are falling in love. Maybe one part of himself is his car. One part of himself is his profession. One part of himself is his money. One part of himself is even his name. I prayed and I just said, one part of himself is his stature. Every young woman in life, a tall guy, you know, a tall man. And you always want a man taller than you, right? I'm saying, what's about that thing? Every woman, I want a man taller than my tall, well built, and that can answer. Amen. What's about that dream? Amen. So what I want to give to you, I will just give you one Olani without six packs. But it's packed in the spirit. You know what I'm saying now? It's favor, is it not packed? loaded, man. If a soul can hold favor down. So, yeah. That's power. So it's not, so this six pack is not really here. Oh my God. Better accept whatever God brings to you. He has the pack somewhere, you know? And they won't show you the pack. Amen. It has been packed already. Hallelujah. I went to house place. So gospel is the pack. It just gives you that, it gives you that thing that God can't look away from. Hallelujah. And I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, you may be also. We will know the love of God. Amen. We will see the love of God. Amen. We answer the love of God. Amen. And all of us, we arrive at the abode of love. Amen. I say we arrive there. Amen. Is it that God just say, I love you? Or the Father say, I love you. It's not the love he asked for the whole church. It's love for those who have taken journey with him to himself. A place of covenant. Then it's also a place of blessing. Sometimes when we say all of this, I've not attached natural blessing to it. Is that safe? When you arrive at God's place, everything that God the Father has belongs to you. The natural way naturally respond to you. That's why righteous men always have a better end than their beginning. I told you before. Anybody who followed God, you may look as if at 30, at 25. They are not fast like men of this world. When you are digging your root, going down, taking root down, other people of this world, they are already, pwah, pwah, pwah. But when you see them, 35, 40, 45, 50, you know, start seeing emergence of a tree. So their end is always better than their beginning. I like that scripture's psalm. It shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season. Its leaves shall not. Anytime you are reading it, see yourself there. Yeah. That is who you are. That's who you are. So I go through the Bible, check all of them. How will God commit building the ark to Noah? How will he commit the seed to Abraham? I have not seen any one person among them who is a small man. What did I say? So any Christian who wants to remain small throughout his life, he has no example. I have not seen one example. Is it Noah to be the ark that will carry the whole world? Is it Job? Is it David? Is it Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? No, tell me one person. So the blessing is Pechaka. It's Pechaka. Go and see the whole of Psalm. Blessing is Pechaka. You are going to be a great man. Even while you are in this body. But a great tree that can't be cut down just like that. So, if we're not talking much about the earthly things in terms of too elaborate about it, it's not because we know there are natural things that respond, okay? And they're not far from us. As this word goes on for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years more, you start seeing it happen. Because sometimes the word has to go for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. The present earth cannot endure it. Why? They work with what happened? Sharp, 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 sharp. Let's get it. They're not used to planting trees that grow up. Hallelujah. Amen. So we open us to the next phase of this journey. Amen. In the month of August. Amen. We'll be satisfied. Amen. You know, August is the time of to feed and feed and feed. The convention is there. We eat and eat and eat and eat. My convention is hovering around offerings and sacrifices. I'm just saying. Offerings and sacrifices. They will offer, and heaven will be pleased.
Amen.
He said, gather together unto me. That should be Psalm 50 or so. God said then, gather together unto me those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. Gather my sons together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Those who have made agreement to bond to me. To give aroma to me. Who has made covenant for me to be offered. And that's how you get to your best. If you don't want to attain to sacrifice, you won't become your best. Because sacrifice have prescription. Of a year old without blemish, he has prescription. And that's how we are perfected. If you don't want to move to become a sacrifice, you won't be perfected. And you won't enter really into your rest in life. So when it says, those who made covenant, who have agreed that their life is sacrifice, then they will be mindful of how they walk. Amen. They are mindful of how they are made. They are mindful of what they become. Because a single mark on the animal make the animal unworthy. Can you see that?
Yes.
The ear must not cut. Nothing must go wrong with that animal. You want to be holy? Love makes you holy. Say amen.
Amen.
Any holiness you pursue without love, you can't become holy. You can only become legal. Legalistic. But through love, purify, sanctify, perfect us. Say amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.